So Zero Blue Flamingo just said Michael Keaton was a better Batman. I beg to differ. I'm pretty sure it's either Val Kilmer, although George Clooney was a very good Batman. Clooney best. Okay, I would agree with that. I mean, that's the right answer, really.
Yeah. And what's his face is Robin. So good.
What's his name?
Yeah, I liked that a lot. Chris O'Neill, what is his name?
Chris O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, yeah.
White guy.
Eric White guy.
Who was also in Son of a Woman, starring Al Pacino.
Damn. Oh, I hate this talk show you just made up. This is a mess.
Al Pacino.
You should start a talk show called 4 Degrees from
You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
Wait, where does he walk back to?
He's walking back. So where the reception area is like protecting, there's like doors behind it. And so he's walking back to those doors, seemingly to step out of this area that is now in lockdown.
Are the doors open yet?
They're closed. You wouldn't know if they're locked or unlocked.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean locked. I mean, like, is he about to step through them?
No, he's not moving very fast.
So he's not trying to go through the doors?
He's walking towards the doors, but you definitely have time to beat him wherever he's going.
Well, I was going to try to athletics jump over him if he's going through those doors when they're open and book it down the hall.
Roll athletics.
Can I use one of your die because mine have betrayed me? I'm just, I got to buy new die.
Never mind.
Got to work out your roll hand.
14.
14. Okay. So you start running towards the door as he's sauntering towards it as fast as he can. He gets up to the door and he starts to push it open, and just as he does, your claw covers his claw and you push it harder open and it swings wide. Standing there, you see a wizard in full garb with their quarterstaff raised into the air. They say, "Halt!"
I want to try to slide past Leo over to the mage, and like, ideally I'd love to like grab their hand on their staff, but I'm going to try for that.
Acrobatics.
Great. 20, not natural.
So you are easily able to do that because you're moving so quickly and you've caught them off guard.
So Gentle like grabs their hand so that they're not doing something with their staff and then goes, "Hello, lovely to meet you. My name is Vision of a Gentle Coast. I'm with the guard and I would like to ask some questions."
"Hello, Vision. I am Athar."
"Athar, wonderful. I was waiting to meet you. We have some official business with the kingdom. We've been trying to see someone."
"Hold on. I'd love to speak with you, but we have an intruder causing chaos."
"Oh, one moment." And Gentle's, like, still holding over his hand and, like, glances over his shoulder and goes, "Craig, you... wonderful, thank you, you can stop."
And I cast Pass Without a Trace to try to make myself disappear, and I go, "Where did I go?"
I roll it, because that's a... You got, like, a plus nine, right?
Yeah, plus 10.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Athar rolled a 1.
Well, so it's normally plus 5, so that's 9, so 19.
Yeah. Athar steps out through the doorframe, and you can start to see like the crackling in his fingers, like he's about to cast magic missile or something. And he goes, "Wait, where did he go?"
But then when I hear Gentle say what they said, I will drop Pass Without a Trace, and I'll just come out of the shadows and be like, "I'm right here."
A friend's gonna die.
What?
A friend. A friend put on a ring, and then they disappeared. Then they were gone.
"We were at our post at the wall. There was someone approaching to fight. He was naked. It doesn't matter. But he was trying to deliver a ring that turned out to be magic. Our friend and the guard put it on and disappeared. We are wondering if there is any kind of magic we can use to trace them or figure out what spell was used. Some way to find out where they are or get them back."
"Do you have any sort of artifact?"
"We don't have the artifact. It is on her hand. But
anything else from... what happened? Any sort of letter that was written? Anything that could give me some sort of physical clue?"
"You still have that, Squeech?"
"I didn't take it or anything."
"Yeah, I think Zipper has it."
"Yeah, Zipper would have it, yeah.
Of course."
We can go back. I have a carving of what it said on the front of it."
"It was a letter from Tharman, the Gold Coast, something like that."
"Who was the letter from?"
What did you say? Gay? Gotta... Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Why did you say it like that?
Gabriel.
Yeah,
Gabriel, what's his name? Gabriel.
I would love to know that answer.
Something. Gabriel. Who's it? What's it?
What level are you here?
I'm very senior.
You're very senior?
Very wise. I know many people, but
okay,
Gabriel.
You came right away. You came very quickly. I don't think you were that busy.
Well, I run this joint. I need to meet new recruits or guards. If they come here, I must arrive.
Arthur, I'm sure you do a wonderful job here. You know Gabriel? You seem...
Gabriel. He's often purchasing things. But what is his last name?
Do you know if he perhaps purchased an enchanted ring that would maybe make someone disappear?
Disappear? That's not his last name.
Wait, hold on.
Gabriel.
No, that's not his last name. You need to catch... Oh my god, you in the turtle. hold on. So, people buy... You think this guy bought something from you?
Well, at least on the exchange, yeah.
What's the exchange? Like eBay?
I'm not familiar.
So, like, mages enchant things, right? That's part of you get money for your
company. Well, and we trade with Tarmin. One of our best exports is our magical item.
Wonderful. Do you have, I don't know, a log of things you have told?
A log?
Yes.
That's not his name.
No.
But yes.
Do you have a written log where we could perhaps see what he has purchased so we could find out about the ring?
Oh, yes. That's a great idea. Follow me to the Great Halls.
Gladly.
You're going very slowly, though.
I'm very old.
Okay. Do you want Craig to carry you?
He's very strong.
I can carry you.
No.
He's covered in barbecue sauce, but we'll wipe that off later.
I'm not covered in barbecue sauce because I never got the sandwich.
Oh, yeah. You never got the sandwich.
I said you could have it.
We'll talk later, Leo.
Thank you for your help, Leo. You were great.
Did I do great?
Don't look at me.
So you walk down the hallways of this of the Mage College, and as you go forward, you see that the ceiling seems to be getting higher as you walk. As the ceilings get higher, you start to see bookcases lining the halls. These bookcases aren't organized very well. It seems like people have just jammed knowledge within them, with paper falling out and things kind of scattered everywhere. At certain points, it seems very dusty. You continue walking, and you get to this thick book, and on it, it says, Buyer's Log.
I'm assuming thick, like T-H-I-C-C.
Yeah.
Yeah, that book is thick. While we're walking down the hall, Gentle clearly has a look on their face like they desperately want to go through these bookshelves, but they know that they can't right now, and it kills them. Do you mind if I look, or do you need to?
It's all yours.
Excellent. Did we follow Leo or Athar?
Both.
Okay.
Leo says from behind you, because he's still approaching.
Great. Oh, beautiful. He never stopped trying to go through that hallway. Perfect. So Gentle opens the log. Is it organized by date or name?
By
or
date.
Date.
So let's roll an investigation.
Great. That sounds like a thing that should be done. Everything's fine. We're all fine. That is a 21.
Athar also rolled a 20, so he helps you flip to the appropriate section, and he goes, what was his name? Gabriel. Ah, here it is. Gabriel Ventini. What did he buy? The Love Link. Powerful weapon.
Weapon?
Powerful indeed.
A weapon that's okay. What happens when you put it on?
You join the other ring. The Love Link is actually two rings that when two lovers, well, it was designed for two lovers to put onto their fingers and to find themselves in the same place at any given time. But it often has been used as a weapon to bring people into other kingdoms or into new lands to basically sneak spies or other things in.
See.
Is there a way to counteract the spell? If someone has used the ring, can we get them back? Or could we use another ring perhaps to get to them? We apparently have his address in Tharman.
Well, his address is probably your
technically
best
stolen
bet.
One of the guards of the kingdom.
Well, you could go to HQ and get their help.
Hold on, I got a question.
Yes?
How do you send this to him?
Oh, well, we have sent it in various ways, either amongst our trade boats, but if we're in a real pinch,
We use that man of wind.
Okay, yeah, we're in that pinch. How do we get that guy? The naked guy, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about? Yeah, how do we get that guy?
The naked guy. That's what we call him here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, right?
I mean, what else would you call
naked?
Him?
Yeah.
He's always naked. You guys couldn't make something for him? So, like, he said it's a friction thing, but I think it's a freak thing.
Frankly, he's never asked. And it's
he's never asked?
Not for a,
he
not...
seemed to be very happy naked. I'm not one to judge.
I guess so.
Is that the fastest way to contact him? Is there perhaps a... We could scry, perhaps?
Yes.
Can't you...
I don't know if Gabriel knows how to scry.
Mm. Well, can't you scry on him?
Is that how it works?
I don't know. I'm shooting in the dark here.
Metagame. Is that how it works? How does
I
it
got
work?
My scry set.
To scry?
You
can pass it on anyone else.
Yeah.
Don't you have to have, like, seen them or
you
been
have
with
to
them?
Seen them, know them, or have something of theirs.
Yeah.
So you need something of Gabriel's. That's why, yeah. I was hoping if we had a letter or something.
Yeah, I'm wondering, though, if the college has a thing. Like, do they contact the people that they sell things to? How do they communicate with them? Is it literally just through this one messenger, or?
No, but they have trade routes. They have trade mm-hmm. set up between them. So any sort of, like, merchant ship would ship things back and forth. So it would be just like any they'd contract anybody.
Is there any way of getting a quick, very quick, like almost instant message to someone over there?
An instant message? That would be...
Yes, we can try that.
At least that way we can know if she's there, we can know if she's safe.
Yeah, perhaps as a society we could aim towards making that happen.
Use the login XX, okay, computer XX. It's gonna work.
Yes, put that in the log that we're in front of.
You see Athar, he walks up to this mirror on the wall and he taps it a couple of times and it glows bright. On it, you see a screen filled with text and a touchpad, and he puts in XX.
What was it?
Okay, computer.
Okay, computer.
XX.
XX. Hold on, it takes a moment. Wait, I think someone's on the line. Mom, get off the phone.
So wait, to scry, do they only need something of the person?
Oh, someone just told us
what it is.
Thank
you so much. You can see and hear a creature you choose that's on the same plane as you. The target must make a wisdom save, modified by how well you know it and the sort of physical connection you have. If it knows you're casting a spell, it can fail the save voluntarily.
Well, no, somebody here has to have something of Zippers. Why don't we just scry on her?
That's a very good idea.
I did not think
of that. That's true.
He starts rifling through his pockets, trying to find something of hers on him. I cannot.
Would this be an investigation?
Think,
this like, could be an investigation.
We're investigating
whoever
ourselves?
Rolls the highest has something of hers.
Okay. Let's see.
18.
14.
14.
18, so you definitely have something of hers. What do you have?
I'm going to say I probably have a ribbon or something that I like... just swiped off of her outfit at some point and didn't get back yet.
Okay.
I pick pockets, y'all. Gentle rifles around in their pouches on their outfit and then, like, pulls out a ribbon and hands it to Athar.
Oh, good.
Athar grabs it.
That's what I said.
Great minds think alike. Oh, good.
Leo says moments later. He takes the ribbon and he holds it up against that mirror and he says, this works much better. And after a few seconds, you start to see Zipper's face appear within it. Zipper is trudging down the side of a mountain.
Just waddling down. She's trying not to, like, slide down the mountain. You know, have you ever, like, walked down a steep hill? Mm-hmm. And you have to, like, kind of go sideways? Because if you go front ways, you'll just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's just, like, crouching and going real slow.
Zipper, can she hear us?
Yeah, if she wants to.
What would I feel...
I think you'd hear it like a thought in your head.
And it would be Gentle's voice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello?
Zipper.
Yes?
Hello, Zipper, where are you?
Oh, I'm on a mountain.
Does Craig, from being in that general area,
I think
know
you can all
at?
See this mirror, and you're all able to
no,
communicate
I mean,
with her.
Know where she is, like, because he's familiar with that mountain range, because he kind of grew up around there.
Oh, we see
would
her?
Would he know...
I thought...
Yeah, we see her in the mirror, right?
Yeah, you can see and hear a creature you choose.
Yeah, so we can see her. She can't see us. She can hear us.
Oh, I thought we just saw her and not, like, the background.
I'm picturing it as, like, a really tight camera. Like, it's, like, it's like a...
So I probably couldn't pinpoint
you can roll intelligence
at.
And see.
I was picturing Stranger Things in the dark room.
Where it's
in the dark room.
That's cool.
11.
So no.
Is it safe to say, though, that because they've been taking for like a long time deciding and waiting, that I'm close?
Yeah, we'll say you're still outside of the gate, but you have been going down this mountain for about an hour. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just imagining like just some like happy little music while you're like waddling down the mountain by yourself. Some like 8-bit theme.
Freezing. I'm gonna freeze to death.
Freezing. It's really cold outside.
Freezing. There's three wolves behind me.
Zipper,
yes. You know you are what mountain? Where?
Oh, I'm by the one where I can't tell you because I've never heard its name.
Alright, tell me what it looks like. There's four mountains up there. One looks like a porcupine. The other one kind of looks like a badger with its head in the ground. Another one looks kind of like the backside of a horse.
Okay.
And the fourth one kind of looks like a camel. Have you ever seen one of those with the two humps?
No. What's
Alright, well, it has two humps.
A camel.
A camel.
A camel.
Camel.
Yes, a camel. That's what I said. What does it look like? Are you okay?
I don't know.
Yes, are you all right?
Yeah, fine. I met this really nice man named Gabriel. It was so nice. And he lived in a pumpkin.
Okay, she's obviously lost it out there.
I want to turn to the wizard and ask him, yo, is there any way to get her over here to transport her here?
Not without her. No, there isn't. not through this.
She is a magic user. Is there any kind of spell you could talk her through doing to get her back?
Well, it depends on how experienced she is.
You guys, I got this. The wilderness and me, I'm making the wilderness my bitch right now. Yeah, I'm not afraid of anything. That's a tumbleweed. Yeah.
You're on a mountain.
Zipper, would you perhaps like to make magic your bitch? Do you want to?
A magic is already my bitch.
I do not believe this at all. She needs survival right now.
Yeah, let's roll a survival.
Oh,
I also.
Zipper's not right. I mean.
Yeah, well, when he asked you about what mountain you were at, also, I think for you to be able to respond to him with the correct mountain, this roll will help indicate that
will
as
help.
Well.
Okay, yes. Great. That is 11.
So you're very cold.
So cold,
and you don't have rations or anything on you. sorry, laughing at the chat.
The chat says, magic is already my bitch. It should be a t-shirt.
I would wear that shirt.
I would, too.
I would wear that shirt so hard.
And you're not sure where you are. You think it might be a gopher with a hump? Maybe with its head cut off.
What does the mountain look like?
It looks like, gopher with its head cut off.
Oh, see, so the badger burrowing in the hole. All right. Okay. And Craig is getting a little frantic because he's been out there. He knows how fast it can turn. So he's going to be like, we need to go at least meet her as quickly as we can. We have to get out there and get her.
Yes, we have horses.
She might be fine now, but she could be not fine very quickly.
Great. Do we think that is faster than having her do magic?
I don't know. I mean, I know she's strong. If she can get back, that's great. But if not, we should start heading that way.
What spells do you have? Do you have any sort of teleportation spells?
I don't have any teleportation spells, for sure. I have light.
Would that be something like a mage could teach her? Because I know that at the beginning she mimicked what she saw, and that worked.
Yeah, but over time, it would take her a lot of experience, which she does not
have. I just have so much faith in her.
Do I have anything on me? Like,
well, you would have what you had to guard the kingdom.
Would I have a torch?
Let's roll. Evens or odds? Which one do you like?
Evens.
Okay, so if you roll an even, you got a torch.
That's an odd. Okay, I don't have a torch. So I'm going to be like, okay, here we go. And I'm going to take a bit of like my, I have a very big underskirt,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I'm going to take some of my crinoline. I'm going to rip it a little bit. And I'm going to see if I can try to find a stick, make my own torch for my crinoline.
Oh, very great. Roll survival.
Nope, that is an 18.
Okay, so you are able to make this makeshift torch.
And I cast Sacred Flame on it.
And it ignites on fire.
I'm warm and smart.
you get an inspiration for that. Mm. So at any time, you can give yourself advantage.
All right, so she has
fire. You now know where your friend is.
Yes, we should.
Thank you very much. We need to go.
Ether, thank you.
Wait,
thank
hold you on. Is there any type of way that we could travel there faster that you know of?
Could take the Matrana River. Perhaps you could meet on it.
It's the fastest way between the kingdoms. And she doesn't look that far from it. So you could meet there. It would be a fast journey for you, and she a little bit longer for her.
Craig, knowing the area, he wants to get to her as quickly as possible. Yeah. So would he know probably the closest point to try to, like, he could intercept, they could intercept her line?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Yes, he would. All right. He's very familiar with the mountains.
Awesome. So we should go get our horses and go.
Well, wouldn't it be a boat?
Well, it depends. You could take the river, or you could huff it on foot. What do you want?
Is it upstream or downstream for us?
Downstream.
Oh, okay. So river would...
To get to her would be very quick. To get back on the river might take a little longer. That's why Tarmin has the better boats and stuff, because they go upriver to Torrin.
Cool, personally, cool. I think negotiating with somebody to get a boat is going to take longer than just getting on a horse.
You're right. Let's steal one.
No, we have our own horses. No, why would we steal a boat? We have
because
horses.
A boat's faster.
Okay, have you ever... this river isn't raging. I can ride a horse faster than I can get on
a
boat.
Than a river?
Yes.
I don't know.
I believe in him. I believe he is swift as the coursing river.
Is it faster to take a horse or take the boat?
Well, it depends on the day.
Yes.
Oh, depends on the horse.
I
only know
I hate
a
you
six,
so much.
A six words on how to help you.
All right, we're wasting time. I'm yes, just saying, I know this area very well.
It sounds like an amazing race opportunity.
Sure, first one that gets the zipper gets 5 gold from me.
Gentle turns and like puts their hand on Athar's shoulder and goes, thank you. You have done us a great service today, and I will not forget that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Says Leo.
Leo, you as well. Thank you. Yeah. Both of you.
I want to run out the door, and as I pass the reception, I want to grab that sandwich and eat it just before Craig goes.
See Leo turn around and go,
I was just getting hungry.
Thanks, Leo.
And you blast out the door. Do all of you run out and run to your horses that are right by the edge of the gate?
Yeah, I
assume.
Yes, I'm also going to grab Buttons and tie his lead to my horse's lead.
Oh, very
so
smart.
That Dipper has a horse.
I'm going to give you inspiration for that as
yeah!
well.
Yeah!
How do we get the horses down the wall? Because didn't we climb down the wall?
No, we're on ground level.
You're on ground level right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Would they just let us out, though?
No, actually, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Is the guard... I'm going to roll to see if Lyric narked on you.
Yeah, because we're also taking, like, military, you know.
Yeah, without telling your superiors. Yeah. The good news is Lyric has not made it anywhere yet, so.
I like to think he's in the street going,
boss!
HQ? HQ?
Gentle
boss?
Hurt my feelings. So you are able to get to your horses without any problem, and you blast out the gates and towards where you think Zipper is.
Could I make like a survival check to see if I would know?
Please do. Survival or nature?
I will do survival because I am not smart.
Smart. Different stuff, though.
Eight.
You think you are going directly to where she is walking.
Oh, I hate that emphasis on the word think.
What are you doing, Zipper?
You said that I was able to see the lights from the tower.
Yes.
So I've been heading in that direction. So I have my torch, my crinoline, and I am just waddling along. I mean, I'm not... You said I wasn't that far.
No, so you feel yourself starting to make strong progress there. There's still... I mean, from the top of the mountain, you can see pretty far. And you're moving, you know, you're going downhill in snow. You're definitely out of the snow at this point. And you are down into the foothills of the mountain. You've made great distance. Roll a survival.
That is a 10.
Actually, give me a constitution as well.
That is a 10.
You do start to feel a bit tired from all of this hiking. As you are walking forward as well, you start to see small swarms of some sort of tiny bug, maybe? Some sort of tiny creature, at least. And you walk right past them, and the swarm just kind of stays in that one spot, and you can see them as you continue forward.
What time of day is this?
It's, like, way late at night now. It's gotta be 3 or 4 a.m.
We started our thing at dusk or, like, at night.
So we should be able to see her torch from pretty far away, right?
Yes.
Because there's not much other light on the mountain.
Yeah.
So she's walking, and she looks at that little swarmy thing, and she kind of waddles up to, like, look at what it's doing.
What's your armor class?
My armor class is 14.
So you walk up to the swarm, and it smells awful. It almost smells like death itself. It comes towards you as soon as you get close to it, and it surrounds your body.
I'm going to do a sword burst.
It surrounds your body and deals you 4 damage. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw up, 17.
So you just take that damage, and then what do you do?
I do a sword burst, and I just, like, burst everything away from me.
Okay. Roll to hit, right? Or is it a save on the...
It is a dex save of 14.
They fail. We don't even need to really roll damage. This swarm blows away from you as you do this move.
Yes. Ha-ha!
And I'm just kind of running now. Gross. I don't like outside, guys. I talk a lot of game, but I hate it.
All right, let's cut back to the rest of the party. You are now making your way towards where you think Zipper is. You see this flicker of flame far into the distance.
I think that's it. And I spur my horse even faster, galloping to that.
Let's roll one more survival.
19.
And with haste, you make it towards this flickering flame. And you are able to guide your fellow party members down a path that would be hard to have seen if you did not know the terrain as well as you do. And let's take a quick break.
Break time.
Break time.
Oh my God. We both just wanted to get into the chat to, like, interact with people. And, like, even though our phones are on silent, it immediately started playing things. And I was like, I just want to interact.
So what have you guys been watching? We tried watching the Christmas Switch, Princess Switch.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We only watched 20 minutes. And
it
we
was
were just
pretty bad.
So upset about it. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Who is talking
it's
about
so
it?
It's so bad good, though.
Yeah.
That's what everyone says. We couldn't. Get through.
Yeah, it was hard for me. I love cheesy movies so much. But man,
yes to starting She-Ra.
Yeah, starting She-Ra.
So good.
I finished Cloak and Dagger. And okay. It is amazing.
Oh, cool.
If you have not seen it,
you should watch it.
It's like a Game of Thrones season where, like, episode 8 was like, oh my gosh, this could have been a season finale.
I think we stopped at 6.
Then, yeah, it was phenomenal. Also, The Runaways is pretty good too.
What channel is The Runaways on?
It's on...
Not Netflix.
Hulu,
right?
I believe.
So.
Not Flix. Thank you. That was great.
I try not to watch Fox.
I like that a lot.
What have you been watching, Patrick?
British Bake Off, that new season.
The new
season.
The new one?
The Christmas
like
specials
it?
Or the new season?
I mean, it's okay. I like to cook. I don't like to bake. Oh. And every time I watch that show, I remind myself that why I don't like baking.
Oh, I thought it maybe would inspire you to want
no,
to bake.
No, you know what? It's like I like cooking a lot. Like yeah. We've talked about this before. I like worked as a chef or a cook,
yeah.
Not a chef, but like a line cook for years. So I'm handy in the kitchen. But when you bake, it's too prescriptive. You have to do everything right.
I literally had this conversation like 4 hours ago because we were talking about family members passing down like recipes versus mm-hmm. people who like hoard them. With my family, when we cook, my dad just like throws things together and just hopes they taste good. And I got that from him.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that with baking.
No.
Like, you have to actually measure things with baking. Otherwise, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it takes, like, discipline and being smart and knowing what you're doing.
I want to know how to bake. I think baking is...
it's science.
Cooking is interesting to me, like, because I can do it. But baking is just, like, when I watch The Great British Bake Off, I get really, like, into, like, making the rolls or, like, I want to, like, try the weird stuff or play with fondant. Like, I'm not good at it, and it's a mess.
You know what I wish they had? If you're watching a baking show on, like, Netflix, you should be able, like, at the end of the episode, they should give you the recipes.
Oh,
you could just
great.
Pause it. You show what it's supposed to be or how it actually turned out or whatever. So maybe it deters you. Maybe it makes you want to make it. And it shows you the recipe that they use to cook. Can you copyright a recipe?
Oh, interesting.
Betty Crocker did, right?
I was just thinking Betty Crocker.
I don't think so.
Because Betty Crocker's
Martha
not like
Stewart,
a real person.
Too.
I mean, she had to be at one point, right?
Was she?
I assume.
I don't know. Well, it's kind of like, have you ever heard the theory? This is a tangent, but that's okay, right? Because we're on a break.
Yeah, for sure.
William Shakespeare isn't actually one person.
Yeah, it's like a collection.
It's a brand name. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But so Shakespeare was like Penguin or like, it wasn't a real individual.
That's
or at least the individual didn't write everything themselves. I always figured Betty Crocker was that of recipes.
Right. So just like a fictional, like a name
yeah.
that
like a company that, yeah. Well, I mean, it had to be named off something, right?
I wonder if like 100 years from now, it's going to be like Martha Stewart. She was actually five people.
Like, or right? Just like Mr.
They'd
Netflix.
They'd say that about Beyonce.
Yeah,
like Mr. Beyonce. Netflix or whatever. Yeah. Like Polaroid's a made up name too.
Yeah, right? Kodak.
Yeah, Kodak. Kodak is.
Yeah, I think Polaroid. That's, well, if you think about it, all names are made up.
I guess so. But I mean, a lot of times they're made up to be for a person, not made up, just made up for an object. I guess that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Was it made up for a person?
Martha Stewart with three gnomes and a trench coat. I agree.
What have you all been playing?
Playing?
Playing outside of D&D. Like video games or board games? Oh, God of War is so good.
Yeah, she bought God of War.
Just that first fight scene is...
Yeah.
I was like, got God of War to learn how to be a dad.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Tough love, but
tough
man,
love.
He does a good job.
I treat my daughter the same way he treats his son. Toughen up.
Toughen up.
Boy.
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 Boy. It's really good. I was pleasantly surprised because, so I played the very first God of War on, I think, the PS2.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. On the PS2. And it was very bro-y. Like, there's this, cut scene, right? Where you break through the wall and then, Kratos sees, these two girls in a hot tub. And then you can, have sex. And I was just, too young. But then this God of War, right away, you are caring for this, for your son, and trying to deliver the ashes of your wife to the top of the mountain. I'm like, oh,
it's very The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. They took a lot from the genius of The Last of Us and made it into, God of War.
Yeah.
And they did such a good job with it.
The early God of Wars were all from that era where it was GTA 3 came out and it was hookers and stuff. And they were like, all right, let's make games like this.
Oh, rated M is a thing.
Yeah. So you rip off their heads and blood just squirts everywhere.
So much blood.
Yeah.
This, it's the fighting is really, what's it called? Satisfying too.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And it's hard.
It's hard. I'm good at the axe, right?
And then calling it back and stuff. Yeah.
I'm good at the double.
I suck at it. I suck at the axe throwing. And I get motion sickness too. So it's really bad at that. I tried to get this one thing where you hit the axe on three things, but you have to do it really
three
quick.
Bells.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I did that and I did it for 20 minutes and I got so sick that I had to lay down. Such a wuss, guys.
I have to go. I'm okay.
Throwing up during CrossFit.
Oh, that's hard, though.
Sharif said, God of War is my game of the year. It's outstanding, and I hated the earlier God of War.
Oh, hi, Sharif.
Sharif, Spider-Man's my game of the year.
Ooh, it's good.
Oh, it's
good.
So
it's very good.
So good.
The DLCs are good, too.
Oh, we haven't got them.
We're
going to
get them.
Yeah,
they're a little... I'm happy that there was three of them back-to-back, and I bought them all together, so it was cheaper.
Yeah.
And because they're only an hour and a half. Each DLC, but there's three in a row, so it's an extra, 4 hours of gameplay.
That's awesome.
I speaking of old PS2 games, I started playing the Jack and Daxter series again.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I just bought the bundle. Jack and Daxter was one of the
I remember Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, action platformers.
Yeah,
I remember seeing
really a guy with a little furry friend.
Yeah,
his friend gets turned into a little animal.
He kind of looks like Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah,
but skinnier.
But a fox version or something.
It was They had Ratchet and Clank was from Insomniac at that time.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of that.
Yeah, Ratchet and I think Jack and Daxter came first, and then they were Naughty Dog, and then Insomniac came out with Ratchet and Clank as kind of a here's our version of this.
Mm. Which they're both great games. Miss that genre being a much more major genre.
Wait, what's the genre?
Platformer? It's action platformer.
What's that mean?
So you do a lot of strafing and shooting, but it's pretty easy
Psychonauts?
Shooting. Yeah. Those games are fun. And then platforming, jumping.
Yeah, and the first Jack and Daxter game didn't have guns.
Right.
So it's very much imagine Super Mario 64 action platformer. It's that general thing.
Right.
Doing tasks and getting a star, but in the star it's a precursor orbit. Yeah. Anyway.
Are we ready to play again?
Yeah.
Let's get back into it.
I want everyone to roll initiative.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. I thought this was going to be a no combat episode.
No, never mind.
I wanted to give it another chance, but maybe I shouldn't give this dice another chance.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
15.
Nice. Yeah.
doing it. 23.
10.
Is there a dice jail on the set?
There needs to be.
What does that mean?
That means like when the dice
toilet.
Keeps...
Put it
no,
in
there. No,
put it in my toilet.
That's our flush. Toilet.
Yeah, it just means and I, it get I get everything that's flushed down there. Yeah. You fucking sucker.
That's the weirdest thing Carlos has ever said in our entire friendship.
You want
he
this
likes what we leave in the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, you never
I'm
know.
Saying, I leave a lot of things in that toilet.
You
none
never,
of them
no?
are dice.
How
no, well,
you?
One thing.
But
well,
one,
two things.
Two.
One day
one
you're
of
gonna,
two.
One day you're gonna slip up, Patrick, and it'll all be mine.
It'll be I'm worth, a toilet goblin.
It'll be worth it.
Wow, I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is weird.
We should start streaming from someone else's house.
Yeah, it's just when a die rolls really bad, you put it in a jail, like you can't use it anymore.
Yeah,
it's bad, so you go to jail.
But we don't have that.
No. No, I'm sorry. Someone just said, let's get a Dungeon Rats episode set in a bathroom, and I couldn't resist saying no.
So, Gentle, you see what you assume to be your friend's torch flickering in the distance.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
I shout to her once I think that I'm close enough that she could hear. I go, Zipper!
Roll perception, Zipper.
Ooh, a 20! The natural 20. Yeah. Yay!
In the distance, as you're looking, you're starting to see this crack of the sun start to rise. And as it comes up, you look forward and you see in front of you, between the you and your party, just like thick swarm, similar to one you had seen before. But now it's covering much more of the area. It's not a small one. In fact, it's large and thick.
This is... Can we see this too?
Yes, you can
this
see
is it. Bugs?
Well, you don't know. You have not gotten... You're still on your way towards your party member. But you see this, like, again, it looks to you more like a haze, where Zipper recognizes what it is.
Gotcha.
But Gentle, that's what you see. Oh, what else do you do?
I mean, I head towards her.
So you're going to use the rest of your actions to get as close to her as possible.
Yes.
So right now, where you're going to end up is you're just outside of this hazy area. Looks like a swarm of something. I'm going to say that's the end of your turn.
Okay, cool.
Squeege.
How far is Zipper from me?
Oh, gosh. So she's probably really 180.
And do I see that swarm, too?
I think everybody sees it now. Yeah.
Okay, I want to roll investigation to see if I know what that is, if I've come across it at some point in my life. Or...
Yeah, good choice. Yeah. Do it.
Let's do that. Yeah, 20.
You recognize it as the Ashen Plague. This plague has come through Torin itself a few times as it's able to go over the walls because it's nothing more than a giant swarm. These swarms, they can occupy your space, they can occupy everything. And if you stand within them, you get dealt, or it hurts. But what's worse is the lasting effects that happen after. You slowly die. You can't regain hit points when you sleep. You can't. Even sleep doesn't make you feel better.
You I thought wither. I was onto something. Like, well, yeah, you can't return hit points. What's a hit point?
You just, victims feel themselves rapidly aging, graying, and dying at a much younger age than they should have.
And it's just a swarm. What color is this? I'm trying to picture
it. Dark.
That.
It's black.
Like black? Like, and but
it
it's
just
not...
look like smoke?
Looks like smoke, yeah. It's actually small, tiny, undead creatures.
Gross.
Would I know that, though?
I think so. You recognized it.
Would I know anything like its weaknesses or anything like that? Like how other people survive it or get through it or anything? Like if it goes through the town often, is there a protocol that the people have when it's around?
Well, the protocol is to hunker down and not touch it. You also know that it's immune to fire. Unlike most swarms, which would be lit up by fire, this doesn't seem to have any sort of effect on it.
You would know that you describe it as undead creatures, though, right?
So you would know that it is an undead plague.
Okay, he's just going to take a dash on the horse and try to go as fast as he can to get to it.
Okay, so he basically catches right up to Gentle. And you guys are now right next to each other, but still leaving yourself about 10 feet between you and the swarm.
I'm picturing, like, this is the base of a mountain, so, like, we're starting to get into snow territory.
Yeah, I wouldn't say... I don't think there's any snow left.
Oh, okay.
Think of it as foothills.
Gotcha.
Like, small, ups like, and down. Rolling hills. Yeah.
Gotcha, up and down.
Are we towards the top or the bottom of a hill? Or, like...
Here's how I'm picturing it. Zipper is actually on the top of a hill, and within the valley... There's this swarm that's basically surrounding the hill she's on.
Oh, so
there's no way around it.
It'd be difficult. She seems to be trapped on it from what you can see.
No pun, they've swarmed around her.
Yes.
Gotcha.
They were attracted to the flame, knowing that there would be a person there. Craig, you're up.
I'm going to do the same thing and just spur my horse as fast as I can, straight, quickest way from me to Zipper as possible.
So you all line up basically next to each other, and you all can see Zipper, and Zipper can see you as you're on opposite sides of this area.
And as I see Zipper and I see that it's actually her, my color changes from like the blue to like a violet color.
Zipper, you see this. What do you do?
I look at them and I like light up. And when you see Zipper, she looks like she is rough. Like she is dirty. Her dress is ripped. She looks kind of confused. But when she sees you, she lights up and she notices the swarmy, right? And so she takes out her orb, and in a magical girl flourish, casts this mage armor. Yes.
Very nice. Right, and this layer of armor covers your body to keep you protected.
I know everybody's really busy and stuff, but if we could make like a magical girl transformation theme song for Zipper, that would be great. Anyone on the internet wants to get on that.
She spins, holds it up in the air, and it's like clang, 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 clang.
But it like materializes in different places and orders.
Shing, shing, shing,
armor. I love that so much.
Where do you stand?
So I'm going to stand closer to where they are, but I'm not going to cross the barrier bugs yet.
So just so we're clear, both sides, you guys are about 20 feet apart from one another, minus the width of the thing. So let's say you guys are about 40 feet apart from each other. 10 feet, 20 feet of swarm, 10 feet other party. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just so we have a good mental image, because the swarm does shift and move. So I'm going to roll where it shifts to on its turn. And it's either going to shift towards the party or towards Zipper.
I'm sorry if you said this. Did you say how high from the ground it is?
Yeah, I'd say it goes about...
starts like at the ground and goes up a certain amount of feet. Okay.
30 feet. So it goes 30 feet tall.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a big, of undead.
So we can only, kind of see her through the
thing. Right. Ooh, if you were to get into the middle of it, it'd be like a scene from Twister.
Gotcha.
Where you're like, is that the same cow?
I get this reference, but I have not seen this
movie. That sounds like a very specific scene from Twister.
It's the only one I remember, to be honest. All right, so I'm going to roll... See if it shifts towards. Okay. It shifts back towards the party. I need everybody to make a con saving throw. Except for Zipper.
18.
19.
8.
What's your armor class?
16.
What's your armor class, Squeege?
18.
And
15.
As you guys are standing there looking at Zipper, you feel this swarm move towards you. It starts to catch the front of your bodies. It catches your arms within this whirling area of small undead. Their bites start to gather on your arms. Squeege, you're able to take a step back and it misses you completely. But Gentle, Craig, you feel them bite into you and you are dealt 7 damage.
Both of us?
Yes, both of you are dealt 7 damage. And then Gentle, as the last one of these small creatures bites you, you suddenly feel your life is drained from you. Like you're starting to waste away.
Yikes. Are we still on the horses?
Yeah, I should probably roll for those horses, huh?
I was going to say...
Brick!
Probably as they... Well, because probably as they start biting me, I would have tried to get off the horse and smack its butt to send them away.
Great. Well, it's perfect because it's your turn.
Great. So,
that's what you do. All right. So you jump off the horse.
Yeah.
And you slap its butt.
Because I have buttons and what was mine? Something Richmond?
Oh, yeah. Sir Richmond.
Sir Richmond. Yeah.
Sir Alex Richmond.
Yeah. The second.
No relation.
Yeah. Alexander, I'm sure. It doesn't matter. I smack Sir Richmond hard on his rump to send the two horses in the opposite direction.
Yeah, and they know this, so they go running back in the direction of Torin.
Yikes. So how, damaged do I feel right now?
I don't know what your total HP is, but you do feel like you've taken a pretty hard bite into your arms.
Sure. You said I felt like my life was drained from me?
Yes. You feel like you've gotten some sort of disease. Something that Squeege would recognize. He knows that this is the Ashen Wasting Disease.
are we in combat with him now?
Yes.
Would I disengage? Yeah.
You can, yes.
Cool, then I want to, like, disengage, kind of, like, jerk away from this thing that's hurt me.
Okay. Anything else?
Can I do anything else?
No, I believe you get disengage as a bonus action.
Yeah.
So you do still have an action. I don't think slapping a horse's butt.
Oh, okay. That wasn't an action?
I don't think so.
Well, then I...
I'll give you more.
Ooh.
Slapping more butts.
Slapping more butts.
Yeah. I slap everyone's butt.
Our horses start going away with squeege and ionic.
Yeah. It's just a rump slap-a-thon. I just...
Slap-a-thon.
Yeah. Each of the bugs, individual butts I slap, as many as I can.
All right. You're going to have to roll for that.
Yeah. So this is just a swarm of bugs. Undead bugs? What are they?
I think it's just a swarm. We don't know exactly what it's made
of.
They're
very tiny, and it stinks like death.
Like, are they, like, gnat-sized?
Yes.
So we can't see any details of them. Mm-mm.
It's like one entity made up of, like, a bunch of little things.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It can't be charmed, frightened,
or frightened. Because they bugs. Can't scare a bug.
What you gonna do, scare a bug? They go after skyscraper people all day long.
Me too.
So 30 feet high, 20 feet deep-ish. Mm-hmm. I know it's like undulating or whatever.
Right. Undulating is the word I should have used.
Undulating.
Undulating. You're welcome for when I was an English major for 5 seconds before I realized I had more theater credits.
You're lucky I remember that Fiona Apple song where she says undulates.
Which one is
Which
that?
Which one?
But never is a promise.
That's the song title.
Yeah.
Good.
That's why I said it.
Good call. I've dodged away from them to have some distance because they attack me.
So you've separated yourself from them.
Separated myself, got the horses out of the way.
And you can start to see, even as you back up, some of the hair on your arms is starting to turn gray.
Oh shit, scary.
There's a lot of hair on their arms.
Can I? Because I know he knows what it is. Can I guess, investigate or something to figure out if I know what's going on?
Go ahead and roll investigation.
15.
You look down and you're like, dread.
I'm gray.
Dread.
I have the ashen wasting disease, which again makes you age much, much quicker than you actually do. You waste away at a pace is much more rapid. You get closer to death with every passing day.
Is there a known cure?
Yes, only magical though.
Then I notice that, I clock that's what I have, and then I focus in on what we're doing again.
Cool. Squeege.
I want to cast Inflict Wounds on it.
Read me that flavor text.
Yeah, so Inflict Wounds, I'm going to cast it at third level, and it is make a melee spell attack against a creature you can reach. On hit, the target takes 3d10 necrotic damage.
Ooh, very cool. All right, roll a hit.
18 plus...
Yeah, that's definitely a hit. Roll damage.
Woohoo! 11 plus 9, so 20. And he takes necrotic damage. Is it undead? Does that matter?
So you cast Inflict Wounds, and I think to cast it, it's melee damage, so it's almost as if you're punching into the swarm. And as you punch in, you see all of these small creatures start to fall to the ground. A ton of them fall, and it, like, as they're whipping around Zipper, whipping around this hill, the whole base begins to collapse down. And then what once was 30 feet high is now 15 feet high.
Oh, so I took like a chunk, like
you
a
took
cube
out the whole bottom. It goes,
just nice. Goes down the level, like don't break the ice or something.
I was like Jenga. No, that's
I picture it like this death kind of swirls around the entire base and takes out a huge.
Yeah, is it noisy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't picturing that.
Sounds like the weasels.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I was just picturing, you know when like a bee gets too close to your ear?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that painful, like, I'm just, yeah, I just like punch it once and just like try to slap it from my face.
Yeah.
Craig.
His violet color, quickly realizing what's happening, turns to a familiar red. And he is going to look at what's happening, see Zipper over there by herself, and is going to try to charge straight through and get to her.
Excellent.
My speed is 40 feet normally. So you said she was 20 feet. So I'm assuming I could get to her with my regular movement?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to charge
through. What's your armor class?
15.
So you are able to charge through, and none of these things are able to bite you.
What? That's awesome. Sorry, it sounded negative, but I was positive. What?
That's
they
great.
Rolled a three.
And I'm gonna say to her, get as small as you can.
What? Okay.
And I'm gonna pick her up and try to shield her as much as I possibly can, and then use my action to dash back through.
I picture Zipper, she doesn't take the shape of a ball, but rather takes the shape of her egg.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was going to re-egg myself. Yeah.
You grab onto Zipper, and you use your action to run back through it.
And I'm trying to cover her body as much as possible, because I know I'm like four times her size, and I'm like trying to just cover every inch of her that I can.
You also have mage armor, right? So what does that put your armor class at?
16.
And then you have 15.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how I'm playing it. They have disadvantage against you because Crag is shielding your body. They rolled and they missed their attack against you, but they did hit against you, Crag. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Nope, not when I roll that. 12.
What happens when rock gets old?
It probably just starts
crumbles,
to wear away.
Crumbles.
Yeah.
Crumbles.
So
like
your peck, you feel after this thing bites into you and deals you 8 damage.
Or what kind of damage is it?
It's piercing.
Okay, so 4 damage.
As you feel this bite go into you, you start to see a couple pebbles fall off from your mighty biceps and pectoral muscles. You blast through this thing with Zipper in your hands, and you set her down with the rest of the party.
When he was putting me down, I felt like the sliding, like the gravel kind of, because it's aging. She slides down. Zipper is scared because she can tell that he got bit. She whips her head back around and stares at the swarm and casts words of radiance. Utter a divine word and burning radiance erupts from you. Each creature of your choice that you can see within range must succeed in a constitution saving throw or take 1d6 radiant damage. Because I'm a level 5, they're going to take 2.
What saving throw, con?
Con of 14.
They rolled a natural 20.
Oh, damn. The F.
They don't take any damage then?
No, it's not half.
So you give them a dirty look.
I just give them a angry look.
She starts looking individual pieces like...
Yeah. Oh, see, in the eye. Yeah, you. Oh, tiny one.
For the record, I'm assuming when she made herself into an egg form to get through, you dropped the torch that you had earlier?
Oh, yeah. I guess I had to have.
So the torch is still in the circle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are they reacting to that light or to us now?
Well, I'm going to roll for it because it's their turn now. So I've been rolling because they're going to know you're there. They're actually more appeal to your flesh
people
than the light. Yeah, gross. A living creature. Yeah. So, again, I'm going to roll to see. They might not come towards you at all because now it's actually, instead of it one or the other, it's just a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
I'll say they were tricked by the torch. They do believe that there's some sort of form still there. So you see the swarm begin to pinch up this foothill again and move away from you by about 10 feet. And now we are back to the top. Gentle.
When I see that Crag has what his plan is to grab Zipper and come back and see like how the bugs are reacting, I'm going to dash to grab the closest horse. Did you guys keep your horses?
I dismounted to go in, so my horse is still standing.
Yeah, I dismounted to punch.
Okay, so but your horses are still near it?
Yeah, we didn't slap them away.
Okay, then they're probably closest. So you're still by your horse, so I'm not going to worry about you.
Where I am. I ran off to punch this thing, so...
Yeah, you're about
only like 10 feet away, so
yeah.
Your horse
is that's
pretty
what
close.
I imagined.
Yeah.
Cool, well, I'm going to slap some more asses. So... I'm sending this horse, like the horses that are near me, in the directions of you guys so that you can get on your horses and we can get the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay.
Good plan.
That's my goal. Because I can see that it's not looking at us right now. And I don't know how to beat this, so I want to get out.
Roll animal handling.
Oh, no. I don't know if I'm good at that.
Nat 20.
Don't do that. That's so much pressure.
Nat 20. Lifestyle.
Oh, that's cocked.
That also wasn't on a...
I don't know what's going on in that table.
It wasn't on a
I
number.
Think they're cheating.
No,
yeah, it was
wasn't
laying
on,
number, on top
of it
her
on
dice.
Top of
yeah,
her
it landed
dice.
On my other die.
Oh, okay. Reroll.
Oh, no, the opposite.
On that one?
Yeah.
I think...
Was it really?
Carlos,
oh, my God.
I believe in Jinx. This is the moment.
Told you.
You jump forward.
Wait. No, I can't.
Your inspiration.
You gave me inspiration.
You can use it.
I want to reroll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe in Jinx.
Oh, my gosh.
I do believe in Jinx.
What is
another nat one?
You jinxed it to us. You fucking jinxed.
No. Fuck it. I'm using a lock point.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You jinxed it twice in a row.
Okay.
Thank God.
Once in a row. The first one was them. The second one was me. All right, by myself.
Thank God. That was...
Jinx is real, guys. I wasn't a believer, but now I am.
That's why I don't fuck around with Jinx. I never fuck around with a Jinx.
I am so stressed.
You slap these horses' butts and send them towards...
Sorry, I'm dizzy now. I got so freaked out.
Squeege.
And I'm going to shout, go, mount, go. And then I want to take a bonus action to dash towards where I sent Zipper's horse and mine to get them and get going. Because I assume Crag's going to just like have Zipper in front of him on his horse or something.
So you use that dash action. I'm going to roll to see how close to the horses you get.
Okay.
The horses are moving pretty slowly. After the initial shock of getting slapped wore off, they're just kind of trotting. So next turn, you'd be able to catch them.
What if I had, I don't know, an ability like feline agility where I could double my speed until the end of my turn?
Then you definitely catch these horses.
Great.
So you catch up to the horses, you stick your hand up and you grab onto their reins, and that's the end of the turn.
Awesome.
Squeege, the horse has got sent your way.
How close is this horse to me?
It's riding towards you. Okay.
Can I?
You have to roll acrobatics to get on it.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, I'm going to try to Indiana Jones this
horse.
Yeah! Or Legolas.
Botch. What? Oh, yeah.
Plus six to that.
Yeah, Indiana
23.
Jones.
23.
Oh, cool.
Yelling botch works.
However you want to get on this horse.
So he sees this horse coming, and it's probably not headed directly towards him because he's standing kind of in front of this swarm type thing. So he's going to try to, like, catch it when it's making this, like, U curve. So headed off at the pass. And he's going to jump right on top of it at the last second and just take it in the U-shape that it was going.
Yeah, and it looks super cool.
Yeah, and he feels super cool. I'm like a freaking cowboy up in here.
And you trot away from the swarm. Next up is Craig.
So my horse is very close to me. Could I get on the horse with Zipper, or would it be easier to put her on and then me get on after?
I think that's up to you. It depends on how you want to play it. I think if you put her on first, it's going to be animal handling to see if you can get on. If you try to jump on her with both of you, it's an acrobatics.
Zipper, like, assist with that? An advantage thing? I don't know, because you're not...
I guess you could try to flap your wings. I don't think so.
Do my wings work? Guys!
Her safety is the most important to him right now, so he will put her on easily enough, lift her up onto the horse, and not even try to get on, and just kind of smack the horse to kind of get it going away.
So he doesn't even climb on the horse?
No, he's not going to try to risk that time.
So with ease, you're able to put her on the horse. It could be a strength check, but I don't think we really need it.
I'm assuming she's pretty light.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, light as a
feather.
Hollow
bones.
So you place her on the horse. Roll animal handling just to see how fast.
Me and Brick are pretty good buds.
Yeah.
7.
The horse huffs at you as you slap their rear end, but they do start trotting away.
The horses are like, why am I getting slapped so much?
I know what I'm doing.
And if I have any other movement, I'll start following it.
Okay, so yeah, you follow behind. Zipper, it's your turn. You are on this horse. Crag just put you on.
How far is Crag from me?
Well, Crag cannot move as quickly as a horse. So yeah. I'd say at this point, he's fallen 10 feet behind.
Oh, no. Okay. This is ridiculous. I'm going to look back, and I'm going to cast Mage Hand to sort of keep pushing him along. So I'm going to try to get him faster by pushing him.
You feel something poking you in the back.
What the?
Go. Do it.
All right, we're going to roll to see if the plague swarm comes up on, the Ashen Swarm comes up on you, Craig. Does not. I think we can get out of initiative now because there's plenty of time through all the turns before the thing goes again for you guys to get.
I definitely glance over my shoulder to see if everyone's behind me and then see that Craig is not on a horse and send my horse back to, like, get to him so he gets on Buttons.
Yeah, roll animal handling.
Because I'm on Sir Richmond and I want to send Buttons to him.
Yeah.
That is an 11.
Buttons goes in your direction, and you see a big grin on Buttons' face.
Buttons is so good.
Buttons likes you a lot. Buttons runs up.
And I get on top of Buttons.
And you guys ride away from the ashen swarm. End of adventure.
Oh, my God.
I don't
is that
know.
Price is Right?
No, that's us. That's Dungeon Knights. New song.
What
new
is
song.
It? Do it again.
I think that's Price is Right.
We are the Dungeon Rats and we're here. And but we're also, here. These are the lyrics I'm making up.
Can you guess the price of that?
Can you guess the price of this rat? Sir.
That's awesome.
5 gold.
Somebody Ooh. Once told me the world is gonna rule me.
Just so my notes are right, Crag and Gentle both have the Ashen Wasting
yeah.
disease.
Yeah.
Zipper, right?
I don't know.
No, oh, Zipper didn't take it?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
They had disadvantage against her. She's a magical girl. She doesn't get wasting disease. That's true.
Boy, is there anything we want to talk about?
Anyone got stuff going on?
Besides this?
We just got back from PAX Unplugged.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was great.
Yeah, it was a lot
yeah.
of fun.
Yeah,
it was, very busy.
Yeah, very busy. We actually landed at the airport on Friday, got into our Uber, drove like fast, got our badges, and were 10 minutes before our panel started.
So we had our luggage on stage.
Yeah,
oh,
our
coats on.
Everything, yeah.
Which panel was it?
It was how to not have racism at the table or your campaign. So it was lovely. It was packed.
That's yeah. awesome. Packed.
It was
unplugged.
Packed.
Yeah, packed, it was. Packs, unplugged.
That was for you, Alex.
Yeah, I was trying not to be like nervous because like yeah. When people started pouring in, I was just like, oh, this is oh my god.
Yeah.
So you had to unpack your feelings? I did, truly.
I have a new trick that I do at panels now because I did 3 panels at PAX.
Yeah, you did.
The trick is I just take off my glasses. And then I can not barely see them, but I can't see specific faces in the audience.
That's smart. So when they grimace at your jokes.
Have no idea. I was really funny. No. Hold on. I was pretty funny, though.
Okay.
Guys. In other states, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. In Philadelphia, he kills and crushes it.
In Philadelphia?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Chicago, Illinois is
humor.
Fine.
Illinois humor's tough. We've heard it all before.
The market's oversaturated. It's hard true. To impress a Chicago audience.
Yeah. It was so embarrassing, though, because they had sent in like a headshot and whatever, but on the second day I did 2 panels and I was wearing the same shirt I was wearing in the headshot. I had to apologize. I'm like, I have more clothes than that.
Yeah, this is my own shirt. Think about that all the time because I have like my favorite outfits and I want to wear them all the time, and I'm like, oh god, did I just wear that in the last like photo I took?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Thank you, Nod Hero, so much.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you got engaged. Thank you.
We're engaged and everything.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. We also got
she put on
Root.
A non-magic ring, and it did take her somewhere.
That's a love link.
This is a love link. They were just already next to each other.
Exactly.
Love is real. What were you going to say, Carlos?
No, I just made a bad joke.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, wait. I thought,
mine was important.
You don't kill it in Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I do kill it in Illinois. Guys, I mean, I do.
Believe you.
We got Root. We got Root, the board game.
Root.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play that. Maybe we'll play that on a stream. That's supposed to be so fun.
Yeah, my fiance and I started playing Campaign of Gloomhaven.
Oh. 2 players? You're doing
a 2 player, yeah.
You're doing a 2 player? Is it fun, 2 player?
It was. I died.
Did you die? Really?
I got exhaustion, which means I was out and she had to finish the last room by herself.
Yeah.
And she did it. And like, but afterwards I was like, do you want to do the next one? And she was like, no, I'm fried. And I'm like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
you get fried after one.
But it was fun with 2.
It was fun. It was great with 2.
Okay.
Because the game scales.
Yeah. It's supposed to be, you could even do it 1.
You
can.
Yeah.
You
can run it solo.
We were thinking about it.
Yeah, so this is my, whoever's in the chat or on Twitter, I'm just going to put it out to the world. I am looking for a good 2-person game. I hear that Pandemic Legacy, the blue version, is really good for 2 people.
Are you looking for a very involved game or just like a fun 2-person game?
Just a fun 2-person game, but I would prefer a legacy game.
Oh, okay.
That's a really intense specification, but I'm trying, like, we're home a lot and sometimes we get really like introverted and we want to stay home. So I'm looking for a good game that we can just play together.
So Lauren and I just got a two-person board game for the exact same reason.
Yeah.
Because the baby falls asleep and we want to hang out. I'm going to say it wrong, but it's like Antapica.
Okay.
I can share it with you. I can let you borrow it.
Antapica, okay. Kansas.
Yeah. And Topeka, Kansas. But it's really fun. In the game, you are basically building different temples. And what you're trying to do is take over them. You're building them. It's a tile-based game, similar to like a Betrayal or something, where you're adding tiles as you play.
Neat.
But you have to have ruins set in a certain pattern to be able to build your temple in certain spots. And then if a temple's on a certain island, you can't add another temple. But it's a really fun, designed for two-person board placement strategy game.
Cool.
So again, it's really fun. Not a lot of like math and stuff that I know that you hate.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But still mentally challenging. It's like you're both solving different puzzles at the same time is what I would call it. But it's not Legacy, so maybe it's only good for like a couple of shots. But
that's still
fun.
Really great.
Yeah, and it's designed for two people, which I love about it. Because you don't have those situations where you're like, oh, if this was for a third person,
it would be a lot better.
It would be better. That's a lot of the games that we have.
That's what we find the worst fucking thing, where it's just like 2 to 5 players. And you're like, oh, we could play this. And we start playing. And you're like, you know what? It really doesn't make sense with two. Like, you can play it, but.
Yeah.
If you could, Time Stories is really dope. It's the kind of the niche thing is, but you can only play it once because you run through the deck. But it's like a point and click adventure game, like kind of like from the 90s, but in a card game.
Ooh.
And you're like solving a mystery as you go through, and all the expansions are in different periods of time.
Oh,
so as you
neat.
Buy them,
yeah,
that one's real cool. Dope.
Yeah, there's a bunch of expansions.
Oh, there's tons. Because they came out with so many expansions because you can only play through them one time.
You only play it once.
Yeah.
It's pretty expensive for one time, though.
Well, the way I look at it when I bought it, it's like $25 for an expansion, right? If I'm going to spend 3 hours at the movies with two people, I'm going to be spending $25.
But I mean, the base game, do you need the base game to play the expansion?
You do need the base game.
Yeah, because the base game
is like... But that comes with the game itself.
Okay.
And I really enjoy it. It's some of the coolest mechanics. With Pat's tweet earlier, he asked about like why we like games. Like Time Stories is one that I said because it had this one mechanic in it that was so great.
What's the mechanic?
So it's this ridiculously simple, but I thought ingenious. So like it's a card game pretty much. So there's cards.
Yeah.
And at the end of one of them, you're trying to decide which person is the right person that has the cure for this zombie apocalypse that's happening.
Okay.
And you throughout the story, you collect all these candidates. And then at the very end, you have to choose which candidate with all the clues that you've gotten through the story of which one you think is the actual one. And you have one time to choose.
Oh.
And then you choose, and then you draw a card, and it's a DNA indicator. And then at the bottom of all of the character cards, there's another DNA indicator, and you match them up. And then if it matches, then you know you did it right. And if it doesn't match, then you failed.
I like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was
such a cool
little thing, and I absolutely loved it.
Connie OES says, Evolution. I just saved that to my Amazon wish list. It looks really cool. It's bright and colorful, so I like it.
Yeah, I never played Evolution in the beginning, but Evolution, the board game, is great. Also, Seven Wonders Duel.
Yeah, that game's cool.
Yeah, so it's very much like Civilization, like where you're building stuff. But
what is that called again?
Seven Wonders Duel. It's specifically for two people.
Right.
Yes.
A lot of those duel games are, and they're kind of the grinding deck builder games. But
Dominion
is
a classic deck building game that can be played with two people, mm-hmm. and there's tons of expansions. That game's really fun.
Oh my gosh, you were just like... handling my life
right now. I work at a board game store.
I love it.
She brought it up to the internet.
Sure. I'll throw this out. If anyone in the chat or the internet knows what's a good game for one person and a cat to play, the one person who isn't engaged or married.
Solitary.
Is super single. And that would be great.
Have you played Cats in a Blender? There's a game called Cats in a Blender.
I was about to get so upset with you. I thought you meant like put my cat in a blender.
No. There's a card game called Cats.
We were about to be done forever. I was like...
I was hanging out with two of my friends. One of them's a big board gaming guy. And I was hanging out. And the other guy, like, he doesn't play board games or whatever. And we were talking about Gloomhaven, me and the other guy. And the guy who doesn't play board games, he just like wanted to be a part of the conversation. So he was like, oh, I played a game in my family. What game was it? It was the Cards Against Humanity. and like we were just like, We just kind of looked, me and the other guy who's in the board games, we kind of like looked at each other. We was like, oh, that's cool, man. He's just like, oh, yeah, you put down the cards. He started explaining. We were like,
aw,
yeah,
we know
cards.
You mean the most popular game in the entire world right now? Oh, highest cards. Okay. Then he talked about Guess Who and Chutes and Ladders. No, I'm joking.
I want to play Chutes and Ladders.
It's a horrible game.
I've never played it.
I don't remember it
at
all.
You just have to get on the thing. There's no strategy to
it's
it
like
at
Candyland.
All.
It's like
Candyland. Candyland's ridiculous. There's only Candyland. Two choices you can make in Candyland. Other than that, you're just flipping the cards. It's all done.
Yeah.
It's like for a baby.
I almost guarantee you I'm going to get a version of Candyland for Christmas from an aunt or something.
Shut up.
Because I have the baby.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you like games. I thought it'd
Here's
be cute.
Candy. Wow. I love Candyland. I almost guarantee you, little, I'll though. Have
a
I did not ever
shitty
play
copy
it.
Of Candyland.
I loved it because I love food.
But you know what? It was so bright and colorful, and I used to look at the board a lot.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to homebrew some rules.
You're gonna homebrew some
hell yeah. And I'm gonna make it, and I'll up the homebrew the older she gets.
You go into the candy cane forest, the candy cane trees sprout legs and begin to come at you. What do you do?
Roll a d20.
That sounds really fun. I would play that.
I'm all for homebrewing games for the baby.
It's your little girl in like kindergarten, like sharpening a pencil, like with a knife, and teacher's like, what are you doing? It's like getting ready for Candyland tonight with my dad.
But I'm so happy that they started coming out with games like strategy games tailored toward kids because they have My Little Scythe. They have Catan Jr. now. I mean, that's like six up.
Star Trek Catan.
You know, some way, but you know, like for sure. It's.
Do they
also
have Star Trek
that.
Catan for adults? Because that sounds.
No, they have it for adults, but it feels like a kid's game. Anytime they license something with Star Trek, I'm a huge Star Trek fan, but all the games are garbage. Mm. They're all just like, here's a game that you already own because it's super popular with Star Trek characters, or here's a super low quality game that nobody really cared about, but it's got a bunch of our IP
on
it.
It's like buying the Monopoly version of the
game.
Yeah, because I think I've told you this before. My parents' license plates on their cars my whole life have been Warp 7 and Warp 8.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a choice to be a Star Trek nerd. It was, I was born into it.
That's awesome.
What's
You're
this
lucky.
Game?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know, I'm happy. I like it.
The Sentinels of the Multiverse card game.
It's a great, intense game.
You've played it?
Candyland Homebrew Tumblr?
I've heard a lot about it.
Is it full of adult content? Am I going to be able to...
You can't go on it anymore.
Is it now not allowed?
This is a reference to the... We all know Tumblr is taking off all adult content on December
17th. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, so...
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said it as a question. Like, should I...
I was not going to joke about the Candyland Homebrew.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hmm. It was a good joke.
I believe you. I wasn't listening.
It's one of those great jokes.
They got to explain.
You're so good at that.
God, I wish I was in Philadelphia right now.
You're crushing
I'd be
it.
Killing it.
You're so funny. Right so funny.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.